talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Charleston Fall Home Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
I've been gone, I've been gone too long, singing my songs on a room, another town, one more show, and I'm coming home, don't give a damn what these keys are for, I'm on a knock down that front door and I'm gonna find out what that house is made of. Been too many nights since it's failed us make love. I wanna rock some sheetrock, knock some pictures off the wall. Love you, baby, like a wrecking ball.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was by Eric Church, Like a Wrecking Ball, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home. And if you are a new listener to Talking About a Home, each week we play a snippet of a song that mentions something about the home, and this Eric Church song for sure mentions several aspects of the home. We're big Eric Church fans, or at least our family was. As our daughters have grown, they've kind of their tastes have changed. But we actually planned a vacation to Wyoming around an Eric Church concert. And we were really, really excited about hearing him play that song, The Outsiders. And that's how we kind of feel represents our family. And he didn't play it. And then we have seen him a couple of times since, and he still hasn't played it, much to our disappointment. But this is the Outsiders Revival Tour, so certainly he's going to play the Outsiders next Thursday and Friday night at Credit One Stadium for the shows there. So lots of tickets still available, I noticed, not reasonably priced if that's something you want to take advantage of. I also want to say special thanks to today's show producer, Paige Taylor. And in addition to our radio show Talking About Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which happens every February, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happens every October. Well, today we've got an action-packed show lined up for you. We're going to be talking with David Friedland of Heritage Pools. And Heritage Pools happens to offer all three different types of swimming pools, concrete or gunite, as they say, vinyl liner pools, and also fiberglass pools. And we're going to talk about the advantages and disadvantages of each one. We'll also be talking with Stephen Rudnecki with Atlantic Bedding and Furniture, and that is a great place to go to get good quality furniture at a very reasonable price in North Charleston. Also, Tim Pools On with Bath Fitter, and they've got a great way of remodeling your bathroom that isn't going to tie it up for weeks and weeks. Also, Jordan Jenkinson with Gateway Supply, and she takes us through some of the trends that she's seen in the kitchen and bath with regards to plumbing fixtures. And then finally, we're going to be talking with Michelle Eskew with Charleston Lighting and Interiors. And we're talking about some of the some of the trends that she's seen in lighting as well. Well, the summer issue, the new summer issue of Charleston Home and Design magazine will be out next week. So be looking for it. I'm not going to tell you who's on the cover, but he is a big, big star. So have a great weekend. And now we're talking with David Friedland with Heritage Pools. How you doing, David?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
Good, good. David, take a moment and tell everyone about Heritage Pools.
Yes, Heritage Pools is a locally owned and operated full-service pool company. Here, we've been in business for 18 years. And when I say full-service, we do new construction, and we build all three types of pools, fiberglass, concrete gunite, and Heritage I-beam pool, which is a luxury vinyl liner pool. We also have a renovation department, a maintenance department, and a service department that acts as a warranty center. So we're here for you before, during the build, and after the build.
Oh, wow. That's great. That's great. Talk about the I-beam type pool that you just mentioned. What is that?
So that is ultimately a very structurally sound vinyl liner pool. It is going to be built specifically for the soils that are unstable here in the high water tables. It supports the pool walls as well as the decking around that pool. So if you are on kind of a sloped yard, you can potentially use that type of pool as opposed to retaining wall, things of that nature.
Okay. And the I-beam, for our listeners that maybe aren't aware of what that means, that's sort of, if you look at a large piece of steel, it's like, if you look at it from one end, it sort of resembles the letter I. Is that correct?
That's correct for that term. Our system's a little bit different. But it is that same concept. You look at it from above, ours will actually be hollow, and then we fill it solid with concrete.
Oh, gotcha, gotcha. And we do have a lot of areas around Charleston that are unstable. You hear those foundation repair companies advertising all the time. So that kind of is an example of what we deal with. For example, like the peninsula Charleston, much of the peninsula is made up of filled marshes and waterways, and now it's solid ground that you can walk on, but to build on it, you need something a little bit more stable below that, right?
Exactly. And we take that into consideration and account for all types of pools that we build. So we kind of, for lack of a better word, overbuild our concrete pools. We use a thicker rebar and a tighter cage to make a stronger pool for that concrete gunite pool. And, of course, the fiberglass pools are also going to be installed properly here to allow for drainage and structural support that way as well.
What's the cost differences and the overall differences between the three types of pools that Heritage Pools will build for you? You've got the vinyl pools that you just mentioned with the I-beam support. You've got fiberglass swimming pools, and then you've got the gunite, which is like the concrete type swimming pool.
Yes, exactly. So they all have their unique pros and cons, if you can. We could start with a fiberglass, and I'll try to be somewhat brief here. But with fiberglass, they are great pools because they are very low maintenance on a weekly, monthly, and, you know, at your 10, 15-year marks, which other pools can tend to have higher costs to resurface, refinish. So you do not have to do that with the fiberglass pool. Mm-hmm. Maybe potentially the downside to fiberglass is you can't customize it. So you have to find one that you like. But if you do, they're a great option.
And how many different
especially
different
nowadays
shapes?
They come in. Oh, sorry.
That's okay. How many different shapes does a homeowner have to choose from with regards to a fiberglass swimming pool?
With our company specifically, there's probably about 20.
20 different shapes. So it's you know, unless you wanted a banjo-shaped swimming pool, for example, you probably are going to find a shape that appeals to you and also will fit within the constraints of your backyard, right?
In a lot of cases, what you can't do with fiberglass is go beyond about 16 feet in width. So if you wanted a wider pool, or sometimes, as you know, the lots here can be either small or there's setbacks and easements that make it very difficult. So some people may want an L shape or, you know, more of a curved design to flow with their yard. And sometimes that is the scenario where maybe you can't find the right fiberglass pool.
Right. And I'm sure you've experienced this where a lot of neighbors come out to watch the crane lift the fiberglass shell of the swimming pool, sometimes over a person's house, right? If there's not access on either side to get that swimming pool back there, you hire a crane to lift it over the home.
Correct. It's quite exciting. We do that on the majority of our projects. It's actually better for the fiberglass pool itself than trying to, you know, carry it back there in a different way. So, yeah, and the neighbors enjoy it. It's in my mind, is stressful, but the team doesn't seem to think so. So, you know, it's an awesome process.
Oh yeah, the neighbors are waiting like they do at a NASCAR race, right? They're waiting for the
exactly,
crash.
Yeah, they put the lawn chairs out in the front yard and get
enjoy the
watch.
Show. But you've never had a problem with that, right?
We have never had a problem.
That's good. That's good. So we've got
even installing downtown in like a driveway.
There you
in
go.
Between houses. So.
Nice. So we got the fiberglass, the vinyl liner pool. That's one. Early on, like in the 70s, there were a lot of vinyl liner pools, and I remember, you know, my uncle asking me to look for little pinholes that develop over time to where there's leaks and things like that. So ultimately, at some point, you're going to have to replace that vinyl liner at some point, right?
Correct. Yeah, we generally say about 7 to 10 years to replace that that liner itself.
Yeah.
And at that point, you get basically a brand new pool for a somewhat, you know, not too expensive costs.
And then you've got the gunite, which is another word for concrete. Of the three different types of pools, which is the most expensive up front?
That is a great question. And the answer is somewhat surprising, but it actually depends on a lot of factors, but kind of the size. So I'll kind of break it down very briefly. At a smaller pool, like a little plunge pool or smaller pool, the fiberglass is going to be the least expensive.
Uh-huh.
Then the I-beam pool, then the concrete pool.
Gotcha.
At a medium size pool, the I-beam pool, which is the liner pool, will be the least expensive. Then the concrete pool and the fiberglass are very similar at that stage.
Hmm.
And then sometimes at the very largest, or at the large size of the fiberglass pool, which is about 40 feet, sometimes that starts out more than what a concrete pool would be.
Mm-hmm.
And then your, again, the liner heritage I-beam pool would be the least expensive.
Hmm.
So it kind of flip-flops. There are inexpensive fiberglass pools out there. I would highly recommend not going that route because they are the least repairable type of pool. So you need to get a high quality fiberglass pool.
Oh, okay. And then, as far as ongoing maintenance, you mentioned the fiberglass is very easy to clean and everything like that. What do you find your customers say about the maintenance costs with those three different types of pools?
Yeah, so the fiberglass and the vinyl liner pool are going to be the easiest to maintain on that weekly, monthly basis. It's just less porous material than the concrete plaster surface. Those are going to be the easiest. As far as like long-term maintenance, which is one of the huge benefits of fiberglass, you know, every 7 to 10 years, you're replacing that liner. Let's say on average, maybe $4,000 to do so. And with a concrete gunite pool, you have a plaster interior finish, and there's different types of those finishes, but they generally last about 10 to 15 years. And then at that time, you would want to resurface that pool, and that can be about 10 to 15 grand. So that's where the concrete pool will cost more in the future.
Gotcha. But you have the flexibility of any shape you like, and depending on the size of your and shape of your lot, you may need to put something that's a little bit more of a custom shape in there in your backyard.
Right. And sometimes, you know, doing, you know, high-end designs with spas, you know, inside of it, all these different sun ledges and benches and different areas you can create with that concrete gunite pool.
Gotcha. Well, we're almost out of time, but I wanted to ask you, how long has Heritage Pools been around?
Yeah, we've been around for 18 years. We are locally owned and operated. Within the past 3 years, we've become a top 50 pool builder in the nation. And we're the only one on that list in South Carolina at all.
That's great. Any idea how many total number of swimming pools that Heritage Pools has helped homeowners with?
That's a great question. It would be in the thousands.
Wow, that's great. Well, you got to have a lot of happy customers to be around for 18 years. So
we do.
That's awesome. Well, how can folks get more information about Heritage Pools?
Yeah, they can visit our website at swimhere.com or Google Heritage Pools, or contact us by calling us at 843-762-3417.
Gotcha. And you can always find Heritage Pools within the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. And one quick note, I'm seeing a lot of new swimming pool companies popping up, and I guess my word of caution would be that inevitably, no matter what, whether it's a swimming pool or windows or there's going to be maintenance issues. There's going to be problems in your home at some point, and you want a company that's been around for a while to. Proven that, you know, that's going to be around, and when a problem like that occurs, versus, you know, getting that weird noise when you call somebody on the phone and it's disconnected, right?
Exactly. I'm actually glad you brought that up. That's a huge topic that's been going around, because there have been a lot of pop-up companies, even subcontractors starting their own, and there's no back-end support. What happens if they go out of business? What happens if they're not building it correctly, which we have seen a lot of in this area. So just the word of wisdom, do your research and, you know, make sure you're going with a high quality builder.
Yeah. And make sure to ask that question. How long has this pool company been in business? Because at Heritage Pools have been around for 18 years. So that's pretty good. Well, we've been talking with David Friedland with Heritage Pools. Thanks so much, David.
Thank you very much.
And now we're talking with Steve Rudnicki with Atlantic Bedding and Furniture. How you doing, Steve?
Good, Tim. Good to talk with you again.
You bet. Steve, take a moment and tell everyone about Atlantic Bedding and Furniture.
So Atlantic Bedding and Furniture, we're located right here in North Charleston, South Carolina. We are family-owned, locally owned and operated. We've got a Christina Tononi's our owner and CEO. Her two sons work with us here at the company as well. So it's always nice to shop local and save, dealing with local companies here, as opposed to some of the bigger box retailers that we have in the area as well. But We've been in business for about 17 years now. We're actually just celebrating our 17th anniversary sale all summer long here. We've got different deals going on every week. So we have our showroom in North Charleston. We also have our own warehouse just down the road in North Charleston as well. So we have tons of product in stock, ready to go. Customers can come in and pick up the same day as they purchase something, or typically we can usually deliver within 48 to 72 hours as well.
Oh, that's great. That's great. People like that immediate gratification, right?
Exactly. You know, they see something, they come in, or they just moved into the area and it's like, I need a couch, you know, I need something. And, you know, no more of that waiting 6 to 8 weeks for something to come in. We've got it right here in the warehouse, and people can come in, shop, and be sleeping on their bed the same night.
Right. Well, can you do us a favor and give take our listeners on a virtual tour of the Atlantic Bedding and Furniture showroom? So,
sure,
you walk in, and just as you walk into the showroom, to the right, you'll see a rack with Charleston Home and Design magazines that you can pick
absolutely
up
as soon as you walk in. That's right. You know, a proud sponsor and advertiser with Charleston Home and Design for a couple of years now. But when you walk in, we put some of our featured products, some of our newer products, some of our best sellers, our most popular items right in front. So you're going to see a little bit of a selection of living room and bedroom when you first walk in. But for the most part, when you walk in, we're kind of set up. We've got, you know, two areas within our showroom. You walk in and you walk down, and it's mostly going to be living room sets first. You're going to come in, you're going to see your selection of sectionals and power reclining and accent chairs and everything really that you might need to make a decision for what you're looking for your living room, both in fabrics and leathers. And then we also have our custom upholstery section as well, with a large swatch rack where you can choose the different fabrics and different colors and accent pillows and things like that to really customize furniture for your home. And as you walk towards the back of the showroom, we start getting more into our bedrooms. We got a great selection of master bedroom collections for really every single style and color that a customer, you know, could want for their home. And on the other side, we've got a little bit of a partition. You go into our mattress gallery, and we carry a wide selection of everything from Nectar and Dream Cloud to Beautyrest Black to Ghost Bed, and then our own private collection line of mattresses as well. And everything you need for the bedroom, from adjustable bases to foldable bases and platform beds, pillows and sheets, protectors, things along those lines as well. So really a little bit of something for every room. And then obviously sporadically throughout the entire showroom, we've got home accents, everything from rugs to vases to wall art to occasional tables and servers, and really everything that you might need to decorate your home here in the Lowcountry.
Gotcha. That's great. And I think that's a very thorough description. The fact that Atlantic Bedding and Furniture is located in North Charleston, I've mentioned this on some of our interviews in the past. Many homeowners that are building custom homes and remodeling, they're visiting showrooms up in the North area. So, you know, we always suggest that they stop by Atlantic Bedding and Furniture. And I'm not sure if anybody else thinks about this. I do. But, you know, it seems like, you know, I tend to gravitate toward businesses that have brick and mortar locations in like the cheap rent district, you know, so not necessarily Lower King. And you know, I don't need to buy my furniture from a furniture store in Lower King where, you know, the rents are astronomical and so forth. But does that affect how some of your pricing at Atlantic Bedding and Furniture in terms of just giving people a little better value?
You know, a little bit. We like to think that we carry something for everybody. You know, we have done deliveries and continue to do deliveries really in every zip code here in the Lowcountry, from North Charleston to Goose Creek, Somerville, all the way out to Daniel Island, Mount Pleasant. You know, we've delivered to Beaufort before. We get people who see different things that we have online that they can't find at a furniture store in the Hilton Head Beaufort area, and we've delivered there. We've delivered out to Columbia and Charlotte. So, you know, good furniture and good quality furniture really has no bounds. So we like to think that what we provide, whether it's, you know, a budget value piece that you're looking for someone's guest room, or just something that, you know, to fill a space, to, you know, filling up your brand new home with, you know, top of the line furniture, and you want a really nice leather set and a beautiful solid wood bedroom set, and whatever you're kind of like looking for, we like to think that, you know, we have something for everybody.
Well, that's great. That's great. What are some of the trends that you're seeing, or some of the popular furnishing items that you're seeing people choose?
You know, we're seeing a lot more of people looking for like neutral colors, the linen tones for their living room sets, because it's that splash of color people are looking for with their accent pieces. So whether they're putting in, you know, a sofa love seat and then putting a nice bold accent chair inside there and then popping the color with the pillows and throws, maybe the rug or something like that as well. We're seeing people really kind of do that kind of look a little bit more. So we've been noticing a lot of our linen sectionals and our linen living room sets getting a lot of traction these days.
Gotcha. Are sectionals, are they still real popular?
They are, you know, and it's nice because they're coming in both directions. So you can get something that has the chase on the left, the chase on the right, different sizes. So we really have a little bit of everything. People really want that area inside their living room where a bunch of people can really plop down, watch TV, have a party, gather, and just enjoy each other's company. So we're seeing a lot more of sectionals from, you know, medium to large sizes become very, very popular these days.
And what's the supply chain issues like? Is it anything? Has it improved since COVID?
It's almost back to normal pre-COVID days. Everything from the cost of ocean freight for containers coming from overseas to just movement from the port. You know, the supply chain's really done a nice job of correcting itself on almost every single product line that we carry. We were able to get it nice and quick. We're able to bring in some new things that previously would have been a little bit more expensive to just try out, things that we haven't had in the past. You know, we're starting to see a lot of that correct itself. So we're able to bring in some new styles, try some new product lines. And, you know, it's really done a nice job of being able to bring that affordability back to the consumer.
Well, that's great. Well, Steve, how can folks get more information about Atlantic Bedding and Furniture?
Well, you can visit us on our website, which is atlanticbeddingandfurniture.com. You can follow us on social media on Facebook and Instagram. We're on there as well. And you can stop by our showroom, which is located at 7400 Rivers Avenue in North Charleston. We're right at the end of Ashley Fosse in the Walmart Shopping Center, the North Point Plaza.
Right next to Petco.
Yes, sir. Right next to Petco.
Very good. All right. We've been talking to Steve Rudnicki with Atlantic Bedding and Furniture. And you can always find Atlantic Bedding and Furniture in the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine and also on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Thanks so much, Steve.
Thanks, Tim. Have a great day.
And now we're talking with Tim Polzon with Bathfitter. How are you doing, Tim?
Great, Tim. How are you doing today?
Just fine. Thank you for asking. And Tim, take a moment. Tell everyone about Bathfitter.
Sure, Tim. Bathfitter is a bathroom remodeling company. Been in the Charleston area for a very long time, but been in business for 37 years. Bathfitter manufactures its own material, so we don't have those delays. They also have nothing but Bathfitter employees that work for them, so we don't use any subcontractors of any sort.
Gotcha. So somebody knows that they have a dated bathroom. Might be their primary bathroom. Might be a guest bathroom. They know that it's dated, and how can Bathfitter help them?
Well, first we start off by sending a consultant out to look at the bathroom to make sure Bathfitter can take care of a solution for them. At that point, they pick out some items that would be to fit that bathroom, and then we would go ahead and schedule an installation to get that done. The whole process, Tim, usually takes about less than 4 weeks.
Excellent. And who's a good candidate to work with Bathfitter, and who's not?
Wonderful question, Tim. Well, our biggest project that we do is fiberglass removal that has been cracked, like an old tub, and we put in a walk-in shower. The reason that's one of our biggest projects is because the shower offers easy access, especially as you start aging in place. Somebody that wouldn't be a good fit for Bathfitter would probably be something where they want to add a bathroom to their home. We just remodeled the existing bath area that's there.
Gotcha. And why is that?
Well, because we're experts in what we do, Tim. That's all we do. We don't run new plumbing lines, new sewer lines, and that sort of thing. The guys that work for me are employees. They're not subcontractors, and they do the same thing day in and day out. And that which makes them efficient and good at what they do so that we can offer that lifetime warranty.
Okay. And if you haven't visited the Bathfitter showroom in North Charleston on Dorchester Road, it's definitely worth a stop. You've got an entire wall that's just devoted to different types of materials, different types of looks of tile and so on that you can choose from. And what's the number one choice that people that homeowners are making when it comes to Bathfitter?
Sure. The number one choice, like I said, is the tub to shower conversion. And I tell you, the number one color is white. It's clean, it's fresh, and it matches just about any other interior color in the house.
Gotcha. Well, that makes sense. And you mentioned that term aging in place. Can you talk about that a little bit further?
Absolutely. As we age in place, stepping into that bathtub, that either that cast iron or that steel bathtub, it can become slippery, and we worry about slipping and falling. You know, that can be a big concern. So we remove a lot of those and install that easy walk-in shower that's only a 6-inch step in. So it's a lot. It's less than a step in your house. So it's a lot safer for people as they age in place.
Very good. Very good. And and what kind of material is the walk-in shower or the tub insert that Bathfitter's putting in? What's that made out of?
It's made out of acrylic, Tim. Acrylic is 100% non-porous, so it's very easy to clean. We don't have those grout lines. It also is the same material we make football helmets out of, so it's very durable. So the acrylic bathtub walls, shower floors is all made out of acrylic at the Bathfitter plant in Tennessee.
And is there I imagine it, we're talking about not just the the tub or the shower, the walk-in shower itself, but there, what kinds of choices does a homeowner have for the plumbing fixtures?
Good question, Tim. We deal a lot with Moen, but we do have some Delta. Moen is our go-to because Moen also offers a lifetime on their fixtures. So we often install Moen slide bars, handheld, basically mixing valves. So we update all the plumbing inside the walls of your new tub or shower as well.
And there's other different types of finishes on the hardware itself. Like I'm looking at your ad in Charleston Home and Design magazine, and I see maybe an oil rub bronze look on one, and then maybe a chrome on another.
Yes, sir. Yes, we offer four finishes. We offer the chrome, the brushed nickel, which doesn't show the water spots as much, a matte black, which seems to be very popular right now, and it really flashes against the white, and, of course, what you mentioned, the oil rub bronze as well.
Very good. And what if someone wanted to do some financing or didn't have all the money right now to pay to have their bathroom remodeled?
Great question, Tim. Right now, Bathfitter is offering a hybrid financing program. It's the first 2 years is no interest. So it's basically divide the cost by 24. And if it doesn't get paid off in that 24, there's an additional 3 years at a 9.9% interest. So it basically can, if you don't finish in 2 years, gives you that extra security of being able to push those payments out a little bit further.
Oh, great. Well, that's good. Well, you know, I would highly suggest that folks, if you're looking to replace your tub with a walk-in shower or replace the maybe a broken fiberglass bathtub unit that you have with something new, give BathFitter a call, and at least, you know, especially if you want to get a second opinion, you know, there's another company out there you see doing a ton of advertising, and they're spending, those dollars are paid for by the customers. And so, you know, before you make a final decision, you know, you get a second opinion and call BathFitter. And what's the best number, best way to get in touch with BathFitter?
Well, Tim, they can do a number of things. They can look at our website at bathfitter.com. Or you can come by our showroom at 4510 Dorchester Road, basically right across the street from the Harley-Davidson there. Or you can call me at 843-767-4008.
All right, very good. Well, we've been talking with Tim Polzon with BathFitter. Thanks so much, Tim.
Thank you, Tim. Have a great day.
And now we're talking with Jordan Jenkinson with Gateway Supply. How you doing, Jordan?
Doing well. How about you?
Good, good. Jordan, take a moment and tell everyone about Gateway Supply.
So Gateway Supply is a family-owned plumbing supply house located here in North Charleston. We also have about, you know, 11 other showrooms throughout the state. And we, you know, we are open to the general public, contractors, homeowners, builders, suppliers, and we're selling fixtures, including everything from kitchen sinks, faucets, to everything you could use for your bathroom, and even all the way down to your cabinet hardware.
Okay, good deal. So if you have a bathroom project or a kitchen project, Gateway Supply can definitely help you, right?
Absolutely. We would love to help you.
Good deal. And in the bathroom, what types of fixtures are we talking about that Gateway Supply can help you pick out?
Yeah, so we would help you pick out your everything from your sink faucets to even your sinks that you're going to put in your vanity, toilets, shower fixtures, shower heads, you know, shower handhelds, tubs, the tub fillers. Anything that essentially will help you, you know, supply the water for your bathing needs, that we will have for you.
Okay, good deal. And sometimes doesn't Gateway also provide, like, if you had you folks provide like lighting in the bathroom?
Yes, that also... absolutely. Yep, absolutely. So we have a few manufacturers of lighting that we carry as well. We are a Kohler Premier showroom, so we have Kohler lighting on display, as well as Curry & Co. And we have a few other manufacturers as well that we sell some of their lighting.
Okay. And that also matches up like with the towel bars and everything. So you have a very cohesive look in your bathroom.
Absolutely. We'll have everything. The lighting tends to go with a matching or coordinating collection, so that way you can have every piece, all the details will be the same throughout.
What are you seeing as far as trends go in the bathroom? What types of finishes are homeowners choosing these days?
Yeah, the brass is still as popular as ever, but I would say we are seeing a ton of polished nickel, which is a little bit more gold than chrome, but it's still bright and shiny like chrome. So a lot of times people get it mixed up, but polished nickel is very popular. We're also starting to see brushed nickel come back into the bathrooms, which we kind of for a while went away there. And now we're starting to see homeowners select more and more of it.
Gotcha. And what about like chrome or rose gold, black matte, that kind of thing?
Yeah, not so much of the rose gold, but we're still seeing a ton of matte black and chrome, especially for secondary and kids' bathrooms or even pool baths, anything outdoor. The chrome and the matte black is still pretty consistent throughout for those alternative bathrooms. And they're just also a really good point. So people looking to remodel or save or even new construction, those are very popular finishes to help keep you in within your budget.
What do you tell homeowners is the easiest to maintain?
The easiest to maintain is definitely going to be chrome. So chrome is always your least expensive and the easiest to maintain over time. You can pretty much use anything to clean it, and the finish is going to stay the same. Definitely the number one finish to go with if you want something easy.
Nice. That happens to be my favorite, and I like it when it's the cheapest too. So that works out. Does it show fingerprints and things like that?
Yes, they. That's one downside to doing the chrome finish. It's always going to show, you know, fingerprints and water spots, unless you completely wipe it clean or dry it off. But it's just, you know, I would say it's just one of the unfortunate, you know, flaws of the finish. But it's timeless. It's classic, and when it is, you know, polished, it looks, you know, it looks amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How about in the kitchen? What types of fixtures can Gateway Supply help homeowners with there?
Yeah. So in the kitchen, we can offer your kitchen sinks, kitchen faucets. We're also doing a lot of garbage disposals. And one thing that we're starting to see more and more of right now is homeowners wanting their instant hot faucet separate, or a filtered water faucet that is separate. And then we even are offering what we call a glass rinser, like you see in bars often, that make it easier for cleaning things like bottles, wine glasses, or, you know, beer mugs and coffee mugs that it's hard just to get that reach in there. Huh. We're seeing a lot of that.
Oh, wow. And it seems like that's like one of those quick turnaround things that you can use the glass washer and just set them out to dry.
Absolutely. Yes. It's an awesome feature.
Oh, that's pretty neat. That's a good example of a commercial application kind of making its way into the home.
Exactly. Yes.
And what kinds of finishes are you seeing people choosing in the kitchen area?
Yeah. So we're still seeing people do a decent amount of unlacquered brass. I would say a lot of polished nickel. We're seeing, and then we're also seeing a lot of brass, but instead of it being unlacquered, a lot of owners are wanting it to where it has what we call a PVD finish. So it has this protective coating on it to protect the brass and the finish. And so that way you don't have to worry about, you know, what cleaners you're using on it, or if you're going to damage or, you know, wash the finish completely off. So I would say brass is probably still the number one finish for kitchen faucets.
And when you say brass, you're not referring to that old-fashioned looking brass that was in some of those 80s and 90s houses?
Yes, no, not the 80s polished brass at all, no. The unlacquered brass, which looks more antique, and even the newer brasses that homeowners are selecting, it's more matte. So you're definitely not the shiny polished brass that a lot of people, I think of.
And not the oil rubbed. No, that's bronze. My bad. Bad. I'm looking at your ad in Charleston Home and Design magazine, and I see it's a shot of the kitchen and some of that brass that you're talking about. Gateway Supply also provide all like the knobs and pulls?
Yes, we did.
And there's a light fixture too that looks like everything kind of matches. You got the hood, a white hood with that brass trim, and there's a light fixture in the kitchen. Does Gateway also supply any matching light fixtures in the kitchen?
So the only company that we'll carry that will have a coordinating fixture that goes with the kitchen fixtures or a light fixture to match the kitchen would be Kohler. So Kohler is one of those that certainly sell you a kitchen faucet and then have a coordinating chandelier, pendant, you know, whatever kind of light you would need for that application that would coordinate with it. And the finishes would be the same.
And I wonder if you ever get that the question from homeowners about, you know, how come the plumbing fixtures at the big box stores are less expensive than the ones I'm seeing here at Gateway Supply? And I've always been told that it has to do mainly with how the fixtures are built, and that the ones that are sold in the big box stores typically use plastic parts, and there's pressure from the big box store to have a lower price point that they can sell to homeowners versus good quality fixtures with real metal brass parts that you can find at Gateway Supply.
Yes, absolutely. That is probably the number one difference between Gateway and the big box stores. When you go to a big box store, you know, you're buying something that you need off the shelf that they have readily available. It's at an affordable price. And generally that price is reflected in the quality of the item that you're purchasing. They tend to have plastic guts, plastic, you know, insides of the faucet, or even the faucet itself, the exterior pieces will be made out of plastic. Versus at Gateway, we're selling new products where, you know, your interior, the guts, the pieces that matter are going to be made of solid brass. And then your exterior pieces are either going to be made of brass or metal that may be coated in a finish, but it's a completely different quality between the two stores. Also, when you're buying something with plastic guts and insides from the big box store, what we're seeing is that people are generally replacing those products and fixtures a lot sooner. You know, something happens, you're generally going to replace it within 2 to 3 years. Whereas we're trying to sell you a product that, you know, is going to last and you don't have to necessarily worry about replacing it.
Yeah. And the thing that sometimes people don't take into consideration, in addition to having to replace that fixture they might buy in a big box store, is you have to hire a plumber. Whether you install a cheap fixture or an expensive fixture, you're going to hire a plumber either way, and then you've got the cost of hiring that plumber again to replace that fixture. So might as well get it all done in one time.
Absolutely. Yes. I could not reiterate that enough. Yeah, you're paying a plumber either way, so might as well get something that's good quality.
Right. Well, how can folks get more information about Gateway Supply?
Yes, absolutely. So you can go to our website, gatewaysupply.net. And on there we have an online, you know, showroom, even parts and pieces for, you know, counter that maybe your plumber needs, and homeowners can go on there. We have all our locations. You can request a showroom appointment. You can even make a wish list and have it sent to us and without coming in the store, and we can price everything out for you and send you a quote, all virtual.
Excellent. Well, we have been talking with Jordan Jenkinson with Gateway Supply. Thanks so much, Jordan.
Thank you.
And now we're talking with Michelle Eskew with Charleston Lighting and Interiors. How are you doing, Michelle?
I'm great, Tim. Thanks. How are you?
Good, good. Michelle, take a moment. Tell everyone about Charleston Lighting and Interiors.
Well, Charleston Lighting and Interiors is an established company here off of Sam Rittenberg, local in Charleston. We provide a beautiful selection of interior and exterior lighting. We cater to an interior design community, a builder community, and a contractor community. And we would love the opportunity to just work with anyone that may be renovating or remodeling their existing home, as well as new construction projects.
Okay, good deal. And when you walk into the doors of Charleston Lighting and Interiors, take us on a virtual tour. What are we going to see? You have a very expansive showroom, and is your lighting organized in a particular fashion?
A lot of it is hung via, you know, in the manufacturer realm, as far as, you know, typical pieces, not so much finish types and that, because mixed metals is such a high requirement at this point. So we try to keep it, you know, obviously when you walk into the store, it's a beautiful array of beautiful fixtures. We like to do the high end, the mid end, the low end, whatever we need to do to accommodate the community. We have a very warm feeling. We've got a selection of nice selection of vanity. We've got a full-on interior and exterior fan room with nothing but ceiling fans and some exterior fixtures in there. We've got an awesome display and selection of fans, as well as the high-end light fixtures, a lot of LED, you know, integrated LED fixtures, multiple finishes from your shiny brass to your champagne brasses, chrome, nickel, polished, matte, across the board, everything we can provide for you, we'd be happy to do that.
Good deal. And how long has Charleston Lighting and Interiors been around?
Charleston Lighting and Interiors is very established. I am not exactly sure, to be honest with you, of the number of years that we've been here because I have recently come on with the company. But I do know that they've been here at least 25 to 30 years.
Yeah, that's true. And I've mm-hmm. been a customer of Charleston Lighting and Interiors many times over the years. And really like that big room you have devoted just to ceiling fans. And you've got all sorts of different kinds if you really want to splurge. Or then there's a nice wall with some of your contractor grade fans that I've taken
Correct.
Advantage of, and they're very good mm-hmm. quality, and they look nice and a very
Thank
low
you.
Price. You know, sometimes people think I'm going to go to the big box store to buy my ceiling fan, but you know, you can get some really good deals and better quality too at Charleston Lighting and Interiors.
Right, absolutely. Not to mention the whole display situation. I mean, when you walk into the store, it's such a beautiful place to have to come to work every day. Honestly, it's lit obviously, and it's soothing because of the color. The Kelvin temperatures that we like to use in the display, you know, on our display showroom floor is a little bit warmer and inviting, not so stark and bright white, although light bulbs can be changed, you know, at the blink of an eye, obviously. But I do want to let folks know, too, that we are in the middle of a remodel, and we would encourage anyone with any ideas as far as our designer market or our contractor builder market. If anyone has specific lines or fixtures that they would like to see on display for their clients, we're more than open. We have the space, and we're more than open to any ideas as far as that goes. We'd love to have folks come in and take a look and give us their feedback for sure.
Well, that's great. So Charleston Lighting Interiors, you're remodeling. You're not moving or you're not closing or anything like that, right?
No, sir. We're bumping up our quality, and we're remodeling. We're getting a little bit, you know, we have new product in and out daily, but we've expanded the store just a touch, and we are right in the middle of doing a full-on remodel on our right side. So, again, it's the perfect opportunity for anyone on the designer side to come in and give us some ideas as far as what they'd like to see or show their clients. We're trying to make it way more interactive than what it has been, just to kind of keep up with the times, for sure.
Gotcha. How if a homeowner is building a custom home and they are they're looking to do to choose all their lighting at Charleston Lighting Interiors or even specific fixtures. Mm-hmm. What's the process? How does one go about doing that? Because there's all sorts of different types of lighting. You've got mm-hmm. your ambient lighting. You've got your task lighting, and so on.
That's right. A good designer will know how to layer their lighting, and that's what they call it these days, is layering their lighting. And that's from the decorative, from the recessed to the decorative, to the undercaps, to the toe kicks, you know, to the accent lighting in your closets and that type of stuff, for sure. The process is fairly simple. If we've got a good set of drawings or electrical plans from a builder, an electronic file of those would be great to start with. We can lay out the recess for you if need be, if it's not already laid out as far through your electrician. But basically, it's just a matter of taking counts, getting accurate measurements, ceiling heights, room dimensions, all that comes into play. And really what the actual space is being used for would be a huge indicator as far as what type of lighting to put in there. But just your basic, you know, $500,000, $600,000 home, we can certainly, you know, put together a really nice package if you would prefer us to do selections and just get a starting point, or come in and do individual selections with one of our inside sales folks. They're all ALA certified. And we would love the opportunity to work on everyone's house. It's very, in my opinion, it's a very personal situation for someone to invite you in to help them with their selections in their home, because that's their environment. And again, it opens up to being a very personal one-on-one type situation. And we love that. You know, that's what it's about, is to make you comfortable in your new home, and as well as having, you know, adequate lighting for the tasks at hand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the ultimate goal is there to be no dark spots in your home, so that everything is laid out and adequately lit and everything. And I would just say, from a personal point of view, you know, when we built our house back in 2009, the electrician had a hand in some of the spaces, like where the can lighting would go, and mm-hmm. and I would rely more on the Charleston Lighting and Interiors showroom staff to maybe help with that layout, because they might we have a couple of dark spots that mm-hmm. I think you guys would have picked up on versus the electrician.
Well, to be honest with you, too, there's so much new product. I mean, as far as recessed goes, you have so many different light engines that go into those recessed pieces at this point. You know, you've got your narrow beams, your high engine outputs, your high ceiling outputs. It's just so much involved in it. But yes, having voids is something that you definitely don't want. I'm always big on complement your pieces. Don't make them compete with any other focal points in your home. You know, make sure that everything is switched separately. But to be honest with you, too, a builder puts the basic pieces in there. You know, they cover all the perimeter points as far as recess, and then you typically have a decorative fixture in the center. When you come in and do a lighting design, you know, that's when you kind of get your layers going. Mm. Because you don't want any voids. It doesn't matter how beautiful whatever you have in your home is, if you don't have adequate lighting, you can't see it anyway.
Yep,
so it's very
sense.
Important. And the layers that folks are doing is something we've done for years. I've been doing lighting for about 35 years. They're just now kind of calling it out as layered lighting. And it's beautiful. I mean, from, you know, step lighting in your exterior steps all the way to that beautiful chandelier in the foyer. So, you know, whatever we can do to help accent those. And there may be places in the home that you do want a void, you know what I mean, that you don't want on full bright. So, you know, it's again, that kind of goes back to what the space is being used for. So, but we're all more than happy and more than willing to work. And in fact, my inside folks will be glad if the house is in a frame situation. We can always come out and walk it with you too, and lay out the recessed or lay out the decorative to make sure everything works with your ductwork and no intrusion, and, you know, just typical things that you may not anticipate on a drawing that you do run into when you're actually out in the field.
Right, right. And I understand that Charleston Lighting Interiors is hiring. We have a lot of building pros that listen to our radio show that might be interested in hearing what you
Absolutely.
Have to say.
Absolutely. Anyone, we are always open for anyone that may have some experience, that may have some great ideas, that is looking for employment. We are very selective as far as who we do have come on board. But it's a wonderful company, and I just can't say enough good things about it. I haven't been with Charleston Lighting for very long, but my time here has been amazing, to say the least. It's been a lot of growth, a lot of change, and yes, we're always looking for talented people to join our team. Obviously, the more talent we can have, the better we can provide service and that for our builder, contractor, designer community.
Excellent. Well, how can folks get more information about Charleston Lighting and Interiors?
They can give us a call, 843-766-3055. Stop by and see us at 1640 Sam Rittenberg. I would love some folks to come in and just give us some ideas and, you know, input. It's always good. Communication's the key on every level. But, yes, absolutely reach out. You check out our website. It's charlestonlighting.com. We're on for that, down for whatever we can get.
All right, good deal. Well, we have been talking with Michelle Eskew with Charleston Lighting and Interiors. And you can always find Charleston Lighting and Interiors within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Thanks so much, Michelle.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, I'm talking about a wedding ring and the whole damn thing. I'll say- talking about a home.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured in today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Tune in again next week.